Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Beauty Talk. It's Thursday, July 22nd, and tonight's guest is Miss Kathy Aragon. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Good having you. And tonight we're joined again by my co-host. Oh, it's going to be sad when she has to leave. We'll probably have to find some type of position for her. But anyway, we're joined tonight by my co-host, the lovely Miss Jennifer James. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm great, everybody. How you doing? I don't even want to think about it. I'm not going there.
I know.
I've been having a great time.
I see the boss sitting on the line. That's why I said that. You know, I didn't want her to feel left out. Yeah.
Hey, Janice.
And she'll probably kill you for calling her Janice. It's actually pronounced Janice.
It sure is. I apologize. You know, that's what I get. I apologize.
I assume that. I don't know why.
Well, welcome, everyone. Tonight promises to be a great show. Just a quick reminder that if you want to call in to ask a question, call 914-803-4399. If you don't have to sit on the line to listen, please don't leave the lines open for people who want to call with questions. And if you want to just listen to us on the web and join us in the Beauty Lounge, which is our great chat room, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/illusions-cosmetics. So, Jen, do you have any beauty news for us today?
I do have a little. I think the biggest, most exciting thing that I ran across, I was running through my Twitter timeline, and the fabulous James Benson tweeted about an upcoming announcement, so everybody stay tuned. Make sure you check www.themakeupshow.com. Check it often, because for 2011, there's going to be the Makeup Show Chicago.
I'm loving this. That's great. Makeup Show
coming to the Midwest. That is very exciting for all the Midwest people. You know, we don't mind traveling. I'm a Detroiter. We don't mind traveling anywhere the Makeup Show might be, but having it right there in Chicago, very exciting. So looking forward to that. Everybody remember, stay tuned. Makeup Show Chicago 2011. Look for that announcement at themakeupshow.com.
Oh,
also, not really news, but just want to give a lovely little birthday shout out to somebody that we adore, Mr. Warren Beautiful.
Happy birthday!
Yay! I would sing, but no, I'm just nobody asked me to, so I'm just gonna say happy birthday.
I was totally gonna have a shout out.
Don't do that, please.
No, not at all. That would be bad. Also, for some beauty news, all the buzz on the wire with all the makeup artists and all the beauty enthusiasts, it's like, okay, it's summer, it's 90 degrees everywhere, it's hot and humid, but we still want to keep our look tip-top, and everybody wants to know, okay, what do we do? What do we do about keeping our makeup from sliding straight off of our skin because of all the heat, humidity, and the sweating? So I
don't
noticed. Wear it. That's an idea. But if you insist, there are some products out there that are going to help you maintain your look and keep everything in place like you want it to. One product that's getting a lot of buzz I've been seeing, and I actually went and purchased it recently and gave it a whirl on a brighter tube, and I'm getting some good reviews. I tried it on myself, and I absolutely love it. It's the Iman Cosmetics Undercover Agent It's an oil-absorbing primer, and it's amazing. It does the typical things that primers do. You know, gives you the pore reduction. It's going to give you that smooth look. It's going to make your foundation or tinted moisturizer go on like silk. And it helps, you know, keep the shine down and keep your look really clean, nice and neat. I'm really excited about the buzz about that. And it's a very reasonable price, $14.99 at Walgreens, or check it out at drugstore.com.
Okay, that's what I was about to ask, like Walgreens, Target.
Mm-hmm.
Places like that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And the best beauty news that I could ever, ever, ever talk about would be the web series. Tell them about it, Denise.
There you go again.
Well, we don't want them to forget.
Hopefully we will have something for you guys, like, tomorrow. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We have a very good editor. She's great. She's been working hard, and, you know, she's got something for us, and we saw, like, a rough draft of it, and it was really nice, and she's just going to put some finishing touches on it, and hopefully we'll have it ready for you guys tomorrow. It'll just be like a little sizzle, like a, you know, a little trailer just for you to view until we're ready to bring out the first episode, which will hopefully be early August. So just stay tuned for Beauty Talk, the web series.
Yay! I'm very excited about that. Congratulations again. Denise, Beauty Talk, the web series, very exciting. One more little tidbit. I wanted to give a shout-out to my good friend Heather, Heather Hodges Trailer. She's a Brooklynite, and she's putting together a fabulous event called the Beauty Party for October of 2010. If you're on Twitter, go on and follow the Beauty Party on Twitter, and also follow Heather at HHTNY for more details about the Beauty Party. She's planning some exciting platform events, panel discussions, all the things us makeup artists love to do, you know, talk about. Everybody loves to talk about makeup. So she's got an exciting, exciting event planned for us for October of this year, the Beauty Party. So look for that. I'll be tweeting about it.
Oh, cool.
And there's beauty news for tonight.
Well, thank you very much. And just to one last for the beauty news, we would like to congratulate our winner for the Creative Eyes Test. And we had quite a few people to enter, and we appreciate you all, and thank you all so much for getting your submissions in. And I was trying to, you know, hold out, and I thought, well, you know, we're cutting it off right at, you know, a little before midnight. And I thought, no, well, I know there are some people who want to get it in, but they're either working today or something. So I extended it to 4 p.m. today. So I think we've got everyone's submissions. I sure hope so. But our winner for the contest was Miss Cynthia Jones out of Lanham, Maryland. She has a really great creative eye, and I will post that on the blog so you can check that out. And Cynthia, when you get your products, just know that you have to create a brand new look using the products and, you know, using some of Danessa's inspiration once you get her DVDs, and then you will be featured on our blog. Of course, showing your creative eye look. So congratulations to Cynthia Jones.
Yay! Yay. That's awesome.
Now, Kat, how are you?
Good. Good. How are you guys?
We're great. We're great. A little warm, but we're good.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to be really warm. I'm going to be sitting outside my house so my kids don't jump on me when I get in there. We came back a little late from a photo shoot we didn't realize we had today, so, I'm on my cell phone in the car right now.
Now, last week you told me that you had a big announcement for this week. Can you share that?
Can we do that at the end? That's just, I have a little tinkering on something I need to do while doing the show. That is so me, though. That is like, let's just wait till the very last minute, and then, you know, I'm sure anybody listening who knows me knows this is typical Kathy. Let me do my announcement at the end, because I have some stuff to do on it. I'm going to send Lewis inside the house to get him working on it.
So in other words, it's big. It's just not big just yet. It'll be big by the end of the show.
Yes, exactly. We have a, I don't want to give away too much, so.
Yeah, don't give it away. Okay. All right, so tell us, Kathy, who's Kat Aragon? Who are you? Where did you come from? What do you
Kat
do?
Kat Aragon. I was joking with my husband when I was like, "Did they ask who's Kat Aragon?" I'm like, "That's my screen name." Because Kathy Aragon is my name. No, it's so funny. Kat Aragon is a name that, Kat actually is a name that, you know, my family calls me and friends call me and everything. And so I just picked that up one day as a screen name, not to spell out Kathy Aragon. And then it just kind of became my online persona, which is funny because when I started teaching with the Powder Group, you know, Michael DeVellis is all about branding yourself, and you know, my website says Kathy Aragon, so therefore now I'm going by Kathy Aragon, and I feel like I had a total personality shift. I didn't know like what I was supposed to act like. Am I the same person? I'm, you know, I was like, who's Kathy Aragon? So I think the question is more, who's Kathy Aragon? Kat Aragon is like everything I knew, and Kathy Aragon is kind of new to me, so I'm embracing my full name.
I was actually, one day I was looking up your email and I kept going to kataragon.com and, you know, of course,
see?
A website. And I thought, wait a minute. I was like, okay, I know she's got
bad
a website.
Branding on my part.
bad branding.
So I'm not Kathy Aragon.
I finally had to go to my web hosting people, and I was, like, trying to look it up that way, and then I found it. I was like, oh, Kathy Aragon.
I know. I'm sorry. But, well, okay, so I know that wasn't your question, but, yeah, that's kind of that was kind of my thoughts on that question. But, no, I mean, me personally, I'm, believe it or not, but before anything else, I am a suburban mom of three living right outside of D.C., you know, nothing glamorous at all. I shop at the Target, I go to Cracker Barrel, I do all the non-glamorous stuff, you know, like to hang out with my kids and, you know, my family. That's my number one priority. But as far as career goes, I started here in D.C. because I've lived here in D.C. for a very long time. My dad retired here from the military at the Pentagon. So kind of...
Wow.
Stuck around here and found my future husband here and grew up into a family. And my mom has actually been a cosmetologist for 30 years, and she decided to open her salon one day and wanted me to be manager. So I ended up going to skincare school because I had already worked in salons, so I kind of knew the hair side of things. I wanted to be fair and kind of learn the skincare side of things as well. So I went to aesthetic school. And ended up getting my esthetician's license, learned, like, my dinky two-week course of makeup that they taught me, you know, at that point. And really had no interest in going into makeup, actually, at that time. It wasn't until the salon opened, they started getting weddings, and they're like, oh, who's the one who's done makeup classes here? Well, you have. So apparently I was like the overnight makeup artist. I was like, no, I don't want to do makeup. I didn't learn enough about it. And they're like, no, you're the only one who goes to classes. You learned enough. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I had to do makeup. And it got to the point where we started getting pretty busy with weddings. And I really just find that I'm like the accidental makeup artist. I kind of fell into it. We got really busy with weddings, and then the busier we got, the more I wanted to really learn more about it, you know, on my own. It wasn't until about 7 years later that I got into the freelance side of things. I didn't even know this side existed when I first started in the salon industry. I was manager, esthetician, makeup artist, hairstylist. I did an apprenticeship with hairstyling. I was everything but an industry hairstylist and makeup artist. So that came later. Yeah.
So what aesthetic school did you attend?
I went to Yvonne de Villar, which apparently isn't open anymore. I just found that out, like, gosh, this year. Apparently it closed down its doors last year. So I'm kind of sad about that. But, yeah, it was Yvonne de Villar in Vienna, Virginia.
And how many credit hours did you need to graduate?
Well, this was in 1999. So it was quite a different story that Virginia didn't have a esthetician's license. Of course, it had a cosmetology license, but it didn't have an esthetician's license. So we all took, like, I want to say 375 hours and something. I don't even remember. I looked at my degree one day. I'm like, 375? That sounds like nothing. And then another, like, 75 hours, I think, in makeup. And I think that was it. And then we went off to Maryland State Board and took our State Board exam. Now, years later, when Virginia was grandfathering people in, I had to go to courses. Like, this is like maybe 4 or 5 years after I've been working as an esthetician already. I had to go to more courses, apparently, was what my school told me I had to do. So I went back, and they realized, like, quickly that I already knew all the stuff that they were teaching. I mean, I could have taught the class by that point. You know, I was sitting there like, really, am I learning this all over again because I need these hours? So my school just wrote a letter that they accepted saying that I had completed all the hours that I needed to get to the, you know, the license that I needed. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I went to aesthetic school in 98. And
okay, yeah, that's right around the same time I did.
Yeah, so back then we needed, I want to say 750, something like that, 750.
Is this in Maryland?
No, it's in Georgia. And,
Georgia.
And then wow. Now I think it's about 1,000, something like that now. But, you know,
okay.
We only had about 50 credit hours of makeup.
I can't even imagine how many hours it is right now. I mean, I'm sure it's a lot more than my 375 that I graduated with.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Considering I didn't know anything when I started, you know, I would hope to even know more by now.
So once you started in the bridal industry, like, how did you make the transition to working with models and
Well, okay, so I got my first taste of the whole photo shoot thing when I did makeup for, what was I doing? Oh, I know what it was. My dad's, like, a huge entrepreneur. He's the one who opened the salon. He literally came to the house one day and was like, Connie, to my mom, I'm opening a salon because you're a hairstylist and therefore that's the next step. So we literally were like, okay, we're opening a salon. And he just had that, like, thing he wanted to do something more. So now that we've had the salon for many years, he approached me about wanting to do something more. And I couldn't think of, like, an idea that would kind of work with the salon. I was getting into makeup more at that time. And at that time, I approached him and said, you know what? I was kind of thinking, like, what if we did our own makeup line? And he loved the idea. So we went up to, I think it was like Your Name or something like that in New York. I just remember I had a sprained ankle and it wasn't going to keep me from going to New York to get this makeup line going and stuff. But we went up to New York and got to pick and choose everything we wanted. You know, I felt like really, you know, fine-tuning what I wanted because at that point in the salons, you only work with like Sebastian, Truco, TG, you know, all the salon brands. And I felt like every brand, every time we tried to bring something in, something wasn't working for what I wanted to do for a look. So it was such a nice feeling to go in, get surrounded by thousands of products and say, I want this, 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 and this, you know, and know that I was going to be okay, you know, as far as like about, like as far as me being able to provide for the looks that I want to give to the client. So
right.
Anyway, so we went into it. My dad was so happy. He had a new project that we had to do and stuff. So I wanted to do it right. I didn't want to use stock photography or anything. I wanted to do our own photo shoot. Lord, I have not done a photo shoot before, other than for like a hair book or something, you know, for the salon. But on my own, I had never done a hair shoot before this. So, I'm sorry, a photo shoot before this. So, I'm trying to remember. I want to say, you guys probably know him, Paul Green was the first photographer I worked with for this beauty shoot. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's like a Maryland-based photographer, right? And I brought him in, and he did, like, these beautiful shots, just very natural makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Just did enough photos for us to get for, like, our first little brochure, and I just made it look a little bit more professional, more like our own. So that's when I kind of got the bug for the photo shoot side of it. Then I realized there's this whole world of, you know, trade and TFP and, you know, all this other stuff that I had no idea was out there before. So that's kind of where I got my bug from.
Okay, now how did you meet your husband? Now, was that, you know, I guess that was during the time you had started doing makeup.
Right, how do you think I met my husband? Everybody thinks you met, like, some, like, tour de fer on a set somewhere or... I'm like, ooh, photographer and makeup artist together. Yeah, I'm like, no. He picked up photography like years after I did makeup.
Okay.
It wasn't anything too exciting.
Yeah.
He looks like, oh, photographer and makeup artists are married. I'm like, no, it wasn't like that. He goes, I was doing makeup when I started doing these photo shoots. He wasn't involved in the industry whatsoever. Like, all he knew was that I was going out to work for free for 4 hours, come home 6 hours later, and then why am I doing this? And, you know, I think it's a typical response that somebody gets when their spouse or just their support system doesn't understand what they're doing, you know.
Yeah.
So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Louis Aragon was that guy. He was giving me, like, such a hard time, and I was trying to explain I had to build my portfolio to be able to, you know, get the paying jobs, you know, that I wanted to do at some point. And I'm sorry?
I just said,
sorry. So he actually, I think it was a combination of him kind of getting tired of that and the fact that, sorry, I just opened my door and there's like a whole bunch of frogs out here. I think it's louder for me to keep it closed. I think he was kind of like upset over all that going on. At the same time, I was feeling kind of upset of having worked with photographers who I don't even know are in the industry anymore. And it wasn't Paul Green, because Paul Green gave me some great shots, but for some other industry photographers that were just, I feel like they were just playing around and it was more of a hobby for them. But we would have like this great shoot. Everything looked great in person. Everything looked great on camera phones. And then they would light it and there would just be shadows under the faces and just stuff going on all over the faces. And I would just be so disappointed that I put so much time into things and I'm already getting the heat from it at home. And then, you know, nothing delivered. So I actually wanted to pick up a camera myself. Like, I was ready. I was like, you know what? And I talked to Lewis and he's like, yeah, well, you know, let's see. We have a Disneyland, you know, vacation coming up. We could use a camera. It was like such a non-issue. It was like, okay, let's just go pick up camera and see what happens. And then at that time, we picked up the camera. I want to say it was like within the same week, I found out I was pregnant. And when I found out I was pregnant, I knew based on my first pregnancy, I was going to be miserable. I was not going to want to, you know, pick up another hobby. I'm a miserable pregnant woman. So, like, I didn't want to pick up another hobby. Forget it. Like, so hard. You know, I think I was just being dramatic because I was pregnant. So I decided I wanted to return the camera. And I don't know. I think it's a guy thing. Lewis kind of got attached to the camera really quickly and started going through the manual, tinkering with it, you know. He had a little bit of experience in college playing with film cameras and doing some stuff with that, but nothing that he got really fully into. So this being a digital camera, you know, like his eyes got all wide and stuff. And he picked up the camera, started looking into it. We were getting ready to return it, and finally I was like, you know, maybe we should just keep it. And we did, and his career kind of blossomed from there. Like, literally at that point when I decided that I was pregnant, I didn't want to do anything, he picked up the camera, and he made a conscious decision that he wanted to learn more about it so that we could spend more time together and what I was learning to do. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So earlier you were talking about, you know, building your portfolio. You kind of hinted to it a little bit. So tell us about your experience with your agency and, like, what was that process? Like, what advice can you give to those who, you know, who think they want to be with an agency? Like the whole, you know, building your portfolio and testing with photographers and finding great models.
Right. Well, I mean, I feel like everybody's path is definitely different. I did go through my fair share of testing, getting photos that got me at least to, like, another level photographer, but not necessarily to where I wanted to be. So, I mean, it's always about testing up and, you know, being able to work with those photographers who are, like, with the goal in mind that you're going to find other photographers who are going to like what you did with that one. You know, just kind of keep trying to slowly climb up the ladder. My path may be different because, obviously, my husband started getting into the business, and he I had already been doing it for, I want to say, a year and a half or so I kind of already had the feel for the whole portfolio thing and testing, and he was literally just starting out. I mean, like, he wouldn't know, like, how to direct the model or what to look for or anything like that. So he always says that I took a step back and kind of waited for him, you know, like he, I don't know, he's just saying that to be romantic and sweet, but he was like, you know, he acknowledges that I kind of put my so-called career at that time, I don't know what kind of career, you know, I had at a year and a half of just testing, but my career on hold to, have him do more stuff with me. So I think we kind of grew in this together. So, I, you know, it's hard for me to give specific instructions on how to build a portfolio when I have such a very, you know, specific way that this all happened. I think it was just me and Lewis working together where I got most of my photos. In fact, I joke with him that I tried to get with THC, the artist agency here in D.C., before he ever tested with them. He went in for a test, and that's how they're like, oh, how come you're not with us? I'm like, oh, I actually sent my stuff in, like, months ago. So I was like, you come out from the woodworks, get a testing thing, and all of a sudden I'm signed with an agency. Okay, you know, so it's kind of gone back and forth. Like I've kind of been able to help him out in things, and he's been able to do the same for me, obviously. So.
Yeah. So do you find that your agency's able to get you better jobs than you get yourself, or
The artist agency, my first agency, and I always call it like my local agency, the artist agency. I was actually with two agencies before the artist agency. I was with Zenobia, and then as well as Modelogic over in Richmond. So I was with them first, and then when I talked to the artist agency, I don't know if that made me more, you know, valuable in their eyes, that I've actually already had some kind of experience with this. So, like, they could trust me, you know, to be okay on their sets and stuff. But I found that signing with them, I did definitely get bigger clients. And it may not be that I was, like, getting, like, these crazy big-paying jobs, but they were big clients. Like, there's, you know, Glamour magazine would come in and do a portrait editorial for some random person in D.C., you know, and they would call the local agency and I would be doing makeup for them. Or they're, you know, I mean, people, you know, People magazine's always down here in D.C. and nobody would call me for that. I mean, they're getting names that we wouldn't necessarily be sought out to do on our own if we were just freelancing. So
Right. That
definitely gave me some kind of resume so that I could finally shop my book to my New York agency, which is Artist by Timothy Priano. I finally was able to get with them after just so many years of doing, like, the smaller things with the local agency.
Okay. So, like, actually, based on your experience, like, what has been some of the best ways of marketing yourself that you found just being a freelancer?
Marketing myself. You know, it's funny. I have so many people that come up to me and are like, you know, you're so great at marketing and you're like the marketing, the social media guru and all this stuff. Really? I don't set out to do any particular marketing other than maybe Facebook. Like, I think, like, people, and that's just to be able to keep all my thoughts organized, all my, like, current projects in one place, you know, that's the only reason I have Facebook. Twitter, I feel like I'm more than 70% of the time I'm just, like, being crazy on there and, like, telling you guys what I'm eating. My kids are climbing on my neck, you know, and then maybe I'll throw in stuff about what I happen to be doing that day, but I feel like the followers who follow me for a long time kind of know that about me and enjoy the randomness, and I don't mind being random because, I mean, I'm nothing but random, so, you know, so... That, I mean, unfortunately, that's my marketing strategy. Like, I've never sent out comp cards. My one thing that I will say that's majorly important, and I want to say every job that I have not gotten off of my agency that I have gotten because of my website. Like, my website is, like, the number one thing that everybody goes, I saw your website. It looks great. You know, and I don't know if you guys know this, but Lewis does websites, and he's done my website. He's done his own website. And it's called Web Phone Master, so he has a whole, you know, thing that he, it's like a portfolio template, you know, that you can just kind of plug in your pictures like Facebook and stuff. But he's made it really easy for artists to be able to put up a website really quick. And that's all I have. I don't have any bells or whistles to it. It's just a basic plain, you know, template. So.
Wait, so
could you
Lewis
say that
does,
again?
Lewis does Web Photo Master?
Yes. He designed Web Photo Master.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
You did
it? it's webphotomaster.com.
Webphotomaster.com. He,
I mean,
the whole product.
Website is through, but I didn't realize that was Lewis.
Are you serious? No. That's Lewis. He designed it from, I mean, actually, the Web Photomaster concept came from the fact that I kept bugging him for photos or to update my website. Okay,
right.
Hold on. He's like running at me really.
Yes.
Oh, okay. She's like looking at me. I thought there was an emergency. yeah, the whole thing with... Sorry, I'm like still in the car.
Let me put this plug in there before you do. Okay, if there are any makeup artists out there who's interested in getting a website, please go to webphotomaster.com and tell them Denise Tennell sent you. Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, anyways. So he, I was like the typical wife always bothering him to update my site and everything because he's always been a web developer. So he went ahead and did something where he could do a database where I could actually put up my own pictures on my own. It was just like a very rough draft. The company that he works for, he's worked for them for like 11 years, really liked his idea and really backed it up. And so he doesn't do WebPhotoMaster on his own. He does it with his company, which I don't even know the official name. I feel horrible. I think it's like Betcha Companies.
Betcha.
I know her as Bets. I know her as Bets, so like Bets and Chats. But I think it's Betcha Companies. But they're really the backing that made it all happen. Like, he had the idea, and they've really, like, just let him put his time into it and made it very detailed. And we took, like, a lot. I mean, I say we because I feel like I'm part of it, too, because I'm sitting there seeing him work on it so much. But, I mean, I'm not technically part of the company. But, I mean, I just seen him put so much work into it and all of them as a whole and really just invest their time to make it, you know, a really good product. And I think it's finally, you know, catching up. I mean, we've been at a few different trade shows, like the makeup show, and, you know, between L.A., New York, Miami, even the summits in Chicago and Miami, and I think it's gaining some ground, you know. It takes a little while to get a business name out there, but I think people are starting to see that, you know, we try to our best for customer service and all that type of stuff, so hopefully it'll take off, you know, big one day.
That's the one thing that I love about it. The customer service is great. I've been on the phone with, like, Bets to, like, 1:30, 2 a.m. in the morning.
I hear she gets a lot of calls. But like, you are a very patient woman. She was like, yeah, I've gotten calls from people who don't even know how to do an email. And she'll walk them, like, literally teach them the internet, you know, like, how to log in, how to do everything. And she's done it all. So I find them amazing. I mean, luckily, I have a husband I can just tap at 4 in the morning and be like, hey, can you check this?
Right. When I first heard about the site and I went on and I signed up to get the, like, the free, what do you call it? I forget what they call it, but you not necessarily a free trial, but you can go on and kind of, like, test it out.
Oh, the demo.
The demo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it was one Thursday night after Victoria Styles was on and she was talking about it, and I went online immediately. And I did that, and by the time I finished the show, Chaz was calling me, and we were talking about it. He put Bets on the phone, and we sat on the phone for hours just talking.
That's awesome. I didn't even know she gave us a shout-out, so thank you for that.
Yeah.
She's been really cool at the shows and everything, like just giving everybody a little bit of information. But I think the people who go to her shows are looking for, you know, that tidbit, too. It's like everything having to do with online, social media, all that stuff, and I feel like that – kind of goes with it, so we're very grateful for her to spread the word about us. So,
yeah, and my little joke just went right over your head earlier.
No, what do you say? I heard it. I think it's the heat stroke I'm having from the car out here.
Open the door. We can't hear the frogs.
I tried to open the door, and I started getting bit by mosquitoes, so I'm just going to deal with the heat stroke.
But I said,
anything for you girls.
I said for everybody, you know, to go to WebPhotoMaster, and if they, you know, sign up for a site, tell them that Denise Tennell sent you. Because, you know, they have the little.
Are you kidding me? Totally. You need to get your credits for that.
Yeah,
yes.
Girl program.
Okay, let me just tell you. Anybody listening now, if you have a PhotoMaster, even if you don't, and you refer people, you get $25 for every referral that comes in, meaning that can, and being that it's like $25 a month for your service anyway, you can basically have a free website for, you know,
exactly,
one referral a month. So definitely.
And I've done it, so you do get your money.
Yeah, take advantage of that. And I know so many people who do stuff and then never get credit for it. I'm like, no, they're ready to give you credit, so take it. Which will kill me for saying I'm sure, but no, I'm kidding. Take your credit, girl.
Uh-oh. I mean, although you brought it up, you know.
No. Actually, they're the ones who keep telling me. We actually have, like I always say we, because you know what? I really wear two hats at the makeup show. I go there and I do the teaching and for the powder group, and then I go straight to the booth. And people are like, "Oh, what are you doing out here at a website, you know, thing?" And you know, I'm just trying to show my support in any way I can. But they have a like blogger affiliate program, and even like school program, or anybody who has like a mass, you know, amount of people that you can refer to and everything. And I mean, there's programs for that reason. You know, the more the merrier. So yeah, definitely get your credits on that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's great. I think that's probably one of the best ways to market yourself. I mean, besides social media, I think a great website is probably the best way. And Web Photo Master is great. Not trying to plug them, but really, they really are.
And I swear to you, I had absolutely no intention of saying anything about them. And then I was like, well, I don't really do a lot of marketing. I mean, people are shocked when I tell them. I don't tell everybody, but people are shocked to tell them when I say, like, I don't even know what I've spent in the past year alone, 10 years for advertising. I don't advertise anywhere where I have to pay for anything. Like, I feel like you can get your word out for word of mouth. You know, I mean, I blame it on the I have 3 kids, you know, I have a rent to pay. I don't, you know, like, my money, as soon as it comes in, it goes out the door. So I don't have a lot of extra cash to be able to, you know, spend, which if I did, trust me, I would. And I would be taking all the lessons, you know, and marketing yourself this way or that way. But I've been blessed and fortunate enough that I haven't had to do that. I think it's just between, you know, good referrals, just working my tail off basically and getting those referrals from the photographers or those models or even friend makeup artists, you know, who have passed on jobs to me because they can't do it. So I want to say, like, most of my time that I'm busy outside of my agency is through those types of things, you know, the free stuff. So.
Right. Yeah, that's great. So tell us a little bit about Studio 400 and how you and your husband, you know, kind of bring your two crafts together and working in Studio 400.
Studio 400 was, I want to say, where were we before? Gosh, I almost forgot. We had a studio before Studio 400. We had a tiny little space just so that we wouldn't have to sit there in our living room and shoot anymore. We just rented a space out in Occoquan. And I want to say it was, like, no bigger than maybe the entrance of our house right now. Like, it was maybe 250 square feet, if that. Like, you could almost touch wall to wall from one side to the other. We had a little like, counter that we did hair and makeup on, and then it was enough room for a backdrop to get pulled out, and, like, Louis would be standing next to me while I'm doing hair. He'd be, like, shooting. Like, it was literally so small. It almost looked like a big closet. So.
Oh, my goodness.
We were there first, and then I started, because I'm very, very stubborn, and anybody will tell you, like, I'm the one who will start thinking of ideas, like, to try to get to the next spot. So I'm sitting there, like, I can't live like this. We can't be shooting this forever. You know, now we're getting a little bit more clients. It'd be nice to be able to take them to a space that, you know, we'd be proud of taking them to. So that's kind of where the idea of Studio 400, it was just me, actually, by myself, And I will admit that because nobody was ready to go into a studio. I just wanted to be separate and look at every day on Craigslist, every hour, just refreshing it, being like, what's going on? So then I found a place where I was like, honey, it's a sublease. It's only like, I don't know, $1,000 or something like that. I was like, we can't afford it on our own, but if we got a few other photographers in on it with us, then we would be paying less than what we're paying now for this tiny little spot for like 1,000 square feet, you know, warehouse.
Right.
So that's where that idea came from. We met, I want to say the first people that we were going in on this with was our good friend James Bassett, who's now in New York. He's been from Miami to New York, but he's a photographer. We went in on it with him, and then we went to a networking party that the Woodwards were throwing, Michael and Renee Woodward, and so we asked them in on it. And even though they had a space in their house, too, they kind of felt the same way we were. So it was, like, nice to have their own space. So, I mean, we just started getting a few names together, and that's where Studio 400 came from. And then now, you know, a couple years later, well, gosh, I don't even know how many years later it is now, 3 years later, we have a bigger space. So we've kind of moved on, and we have more partners that have joined us, and it's been great.
Well, that's good, because it's always good to take your work outside of your house, you know.
Oh, definitely. It's been good. Like, I haven't used it as much as I thought I would as a makeup artist alone. Like, I'd use it when Lewis used it, basically. He needs me for a shoot. But right. I want to say I used it a little bit more when I was doing more weddings. Like, I could do consultations there and stuff. So when I had to make, like, the conscious decision to stop doing weddings, that's when I kind of stopped using it on my own. And that's kind of when, like, I started using, like, coming up with other ideas and, like, doing it for workshops and stuff, like, offering it for workshops.
Right, right. So let's talk about that. Why did you make the decision to stop doing weddings?
So, yeah, the wedding thing, like, it was a hard decision because I was doing weddings, like, you know, I'd be one of those artists doing, like, two weddings a weekend and, you know, one sometimes right after the other. And I did it with my friend who was a hairstylist, so I did just makeup. And she's actually the one who's, like, taught me everything about hair, you know, just being with her for so many years. But I did it for just makeup for a very long time, and she ended up wanting to go full-time into a salon opportunity that she had. And when I tried it by myself, it wasn't the same. Like, our personalities meshed so well. Like, we would just be laughing the whole time. The bride would, like, absolutely love it. She'd be so stressed, and by the end of the day, she's, like, completely laughing. You know, it was just, like, a good time for everybody. And I feel like when I didn't have that, it felt more like work. You know, I didn't feel like I had that connection anymore that I did have with it when she was there. So, but that wasn't the only thing. The other thing was that I had to turn to, okay, first of all, I have to get out of this car.
I'm like, hold on, you're going to have, like, a passed out, like, guest artist here.
I'm waiting for the car alarm to go off.
Yeah, I'm just going to eat them by mosquitoes now. Sorry if you hear any frogs in the background. Anyways, yeah, but the other thing was the agency thing. That was around the time that the agency started to call me a little bit more. And I found out pretty quickly that, like, once you start saying no, they just move on to the next person, you know. So I had to make myself available as much as possible, which did mean that between my friend not doing it with me anymore, me not really having the same passion, and then the agency's calling me a little bit more, I was like, you know what, I'm going to make the conscious effort to actually stop doing the weddings and take that time and look at it as an investment that, yeah, I'm not making money at the time, but that I want to, like, go ahead full force with the agency route. So that's what I ended up doing.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So tell us a little bit about the type of work that you do for the agencies. And I know you work in New York a bit. So tell us a little bit about how the beauty industry, or maybe let's just say the fashion industry, how is it different in you know, the D.C. area as opposed to New York?
Well, I mean, to put it nicely, the D.C. area fashion industry is still commercial. It's still very commercial. Even if we're trying to do a fashion shoot for something like that, it's a very commercial-based fashion shoot. There's nothing crazy going on here. There's nothing, you know, avant-garde or anything like that. I actually wanted to get into fashion a lot more at the beginning of my career and found myself on a different path. And I don't know. I think it's a combination of things. I found myself—well, first of all, I live in D.C., so— It was either I go to New York all the time, try to work with the right photographers and get more of that kind of work under my belt, or I stay here in D.C., really hone in on what is the bread and butter of D.C., and just fly with it, you know? I mean, I was good at doing commercial looks. I'm like, my thing is commercial, clean beauty, you know, clean hair. Maybe mess it up a little bit, you know, for something a little more editorial, so... I have some friends in New York and everything who actually trust me to do, like, an editorial with them because they know that I'm not going to go overboard because I'm used to this, like, very clean look and stuff. So, actually, a lot of the editorial type stuff that I do is because of me keeping it simple and edited. So, I mean, it's very different markets. If I wanted to go more into the fashion, I would probably go into the New York market, but... Like I said, with the three kids, you know, and the house down here and everything like that, that wasn't really feasible. DC is definitely more commercial. There's more TV, you know. I'm sure this film. I haven't totally, no, that's you girls. I haven't, like, totally dove into that whole genre. I wouldn't even know what to do just getting into film and stuff. So, but I definitely do more of the TV, the video, and the print stuff.
Gotcha.
Down here.
Gotcha.
Very good advice, because we have somebody in the beauty lounge, Shauna Janelle. She's just saying, in the D.C. area, you know, what can she do to break through? And I think that was very concise how you mentioned, find out what's the bread and butter in D.C., you know.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Yeah. I mean, I was actually, like, it was great. We did a workshop last week or 2 weeks, and Sean and Janelle was there and was with Kevin James Bennett. And he was showing us very clean commercial looks, and I was, like, thinking the whole time, this is what's going to really help everybody here who took the time to come here and be here. This is what's going to really help them to break through into the market, because this is what they're looking for. They're looking for very clean looks, very edited stuff. So, I mean, you know, I, you know, it's very nice, but at the same time, I don't know if I feel like I really deserve it. People are like, oh, Kathy, you're such a great makeup artist and this and that. And I feel kind of funny because really I'm doing, like, the simplest looks. Now, I know people say, like, the simplest looks are the hardest looks to do. And the way it's true, like, you got to really learn to edit yourself and really bring out the features of somebody to conceal the flaws and stuff like that. But at the same time, I've got friends who do amazing work, you know, and that's not the kind of stuff that I do. I don't have that creative eye. I have a very technical eye. So, mm-hmm. You know, and I think that works for DC. I think that works for... Now, as far as my New York agency, I signed with them, and believe it or not, like, 90% of the work that I've done with them has been down in D.C.
Oh,
they've
wow.
Been they've been calling me, and they have me – hold on, I'm trying to turn this on. They've been calling me, and they have me doing jobs for, like, people coming into town, or, like, there will be – because people are in town, like, celebrities are in town, they'll decide, oh, we're going to do an ad campaign with them while they're here, you know. So mm-hmm. I've been very fortunate, and I think this year I made a decision that, okay, I really need to step it up and either go to New York or travel more to New York or travel more to L.A., and all of a sudden I find myself being here more at home, being able to do the stuff I want to do, the kinds of jobs I want to do, and being, like, right here by my family. So it's really worked out well.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I think that's good. That's important, especially with, you know, with three young girls, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking about the whole, you know, commercial industry and all the clean looks, I read on your husband's blog probably a couple of weeks ago, because, of course, you know, Web Photo Master, and I'm always referring people to his site. But
wow, people read that thing, honey. Are you listening? People read your blog.
Of course.
That's awesome.
I should have commented, actually.
He just puts it out there just to, like, you know, just because he has something to say, but he never advertises himself. If anything, I'm like, hey, guys, go check this out. He will not do it. It's funny. I'm like, honey, you just need to tell people you put something up. But it's nice that people stumble upon it.
But he says something that stuck with me that I think is important for a lot of people to hear. Basically, the title of this particular blog entry was The Perfect Portrait Workshop with Kevin James Bennett.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to read, like, the, you know, maybe the first six or seven sentences. But it says, I often get asked from makeup artists what I look for when working with other artists. My requirement may seem like a simple and easy requirement, but that is far from true. I always look for a makeup artist that can do a clean, natural look that is demanded in the commercial industry. It's basically exactly what you were just talking about, okay?
Right.
Then he goes to say, it is a misconception that clean makeup is easy to do. It involves proper foundation application. I always check to see if an artist mixes to achieve the proper shades, which usually indicates they understand color theory. Then he goes on to say, which is what stuck in my mind, in addition to proper foundation application, I look for an artist to come with the mindset that they are doing corrective makeup rather than creative makeup. Far too often, the artists want to overdo what they came out to do and have a hard time holding back. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Knowing when to hold back should be part of a makeup artist's arsenal.
Wow.
And that is so true.
He's such a good writer. He doesn't give himself any credit.
Yeah, he doesn't. Because this was really good. Because basically, you know, when you're going in, most makeup artists, they don't even really look at a model's face to
uh-huh.
see, you know, to see what they see.
They
just
start doing.
Go for it. They
uh-huh.
just start painting and overpainting, and they, you know, they want it to be fabulous, and it's too much makeup.
I know. Every time I work around other makeup artists that expect to, like, see something magical from me, I'm like, I'm sorry to disappoint. I'm literally covering up things that need to be covered, maybe putting a little glow to the skin, but it's nothing magical. It's literally
just, like I said, just bringing out the best features. I know that sounds so cliche, but that's really the tried and true formula. And I don't know what else to say about it. You know, that's how I'm able to support my family. As much as it's fun doing the more creative stuff, that's what I need to do. You know, that's what I need to do. That's my path. Now, it may not be everybody's path, but that's definitely my path, and it's what I've embraced for now. So.
But you know what I've learned, though? I think in order to get the jobs and to get the jobs with the big clients, you have to learn how to hold back. You really do.
When
I look at some of your photos, you know, they're so beautiful because sometimes you look at them and, yeah, you do see the glow to the skin, but sometimes you just see that lip that just makes all the difference with the photo. And it's like it's not a lot of color all over the place. It's the lip. It's just the, you know, the simple red lip or the simple whatever, pink or purple or whatever color lip. And the skin's beautiful. If the skin is beautiful, who cares what else is on the face?
Exactly.
You really don't pay attention to much else.
Like, I've dared to, you know, do a shoot where I've used absolutely no foundation because the girl didn't need it, you know. So it's all about, you know, doing what you need for the person that's in your chair. And I treat every single job like that. I don't do a paint-by-numbers thing, you know. I don't have to use this particular product every single time. Now, there are products that I absolutely love. I don't have to use it for every single person, though. You know, I know when to stop and when to go.
Even if you think you do want to use foundation and the client doesn't need it, don't use a lot.
Exactly. Or sheer it out, or, you know.
Yeah. Sheer it out or just, you know, just use very little. You don't have to use a lot. If there's nothing wrong with the skin, don't cover up beautiful skin.
You know, I mean, I learned a lot of this, and I mean, it wasn't like a class per se that I took. It took me looking at my pictures after doing photo shoots when me and Lewis first started together and going, oh, my gosh, like, what did I just do to this poor model? I'm thinking it looks, like, fabulous. I'm sitting there in the photo shoot. I'm like, oh, this is great. And we get home, and we both look at it, and it's just quiet. I'm like, I know he's sitting there thinking, like, how do I not hurt her feelings? And I'm sitting there thinking, that's probably the lighting, you know. We definitely had a growing curve together, you know, of like trying to figure out, okay, well, if I do this differently next time, you know, I would have it in the back of my head, or we would discuss it, but I would mostly have it in the back of my head because I don't want to admit that I actually did something wrong, you know.
Yeah.
I would try to change this for the next time. And I mean, over how many years have we worked together, you finally are going to figure out what the things you need to do and not do, you know, for the camera, what tricks you could do on the camera. Like even today, you know, we had a shoot today, and even, you know, I knew that something was going to look a little ridiculous in person as far as under eyes and everything, but I also knew that he needed it for his, like, moodier lighting, you know, to show up and not have dark circles under his eyes for him to have to Photoshop and then look fake, you know. So there's adjustments you need to make, and it just depends on how comfortable we are with the photographer. You probably wouldn't want to put a little bit too light of a concealer under the eyes. If it's a photographer you don't know, he'll probably look at you like you're wacky, but at least have a discussion with a photographer and tell them what you're trying to do and, you know, come to a compromise or come to an agreement. So,
yeah.
That's what I've learned from working with Lewis anyway, is that, you know, we need to really talk about what kind of lighting there's going to be and what kind of, you know, product I'm going to use. I don't know if you've seen as any of his other blog posts, but he even knows about the products. You know, he knows that if I use Makeup Forever HD, it's going to give a little bit more of a smoother finish as opposed to when I use the Face Atelier, which he loves, but for a certain lighting, it could bring up the, you know, the texture of the skin too much. I mean, he's learned that, you know, through the years.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think sometimes as makeup artists, we definitely need to talk to the photographers. Every photographer won't know as much as Lewis knows, but, you know, you never know which one's up.
Exactly.
So are you ready for your big announcement?
Oh, my gosh. This is like a great transition into my next announcement.
Yay.
And he didn't even plan it that way. Actually, So my announcement, I don't know if it's so much of an announcement in terms of news. I think some people kind of caught on. But at the same time, I want to make it a little bit more official and actually introduce something else, too. So with that said, we've always done workshops through Studio 400, and we've always loved doing workshops in Studio 400. They're a great venue, but I think we're at a point where we have so many connections with different people that I've met through the years working with the Powder Group and all this other stuff that we're ready kind of to take it to another step. So we have started a new company called Elevate Artists, and you can go to elevateartists.com, artists with an S.
artists.com. And you can see on there that we've got some workshops set up, including, like, again, we are having the wonderful Kevin James Dennett come out because he was amazing the first time. He's doing a 3-day workshop this time. We have hair extraordinaire Mariah Carey's Mr. Mariah Carey's hairstylist, David Mayetta, coming out to do a hairstyling for makeup artists program for 2 days. And I just finalized that we are going to have the amazing Lottie and Jamie Nelson coming out for a photography and makeup workshop for 3 days to DC, very exclusive because Lottie and Jamie do not do workshops. So this is something that makeup artists and photographers alike, talking about how makeup needs to understand photography and photography needs to understand makeup, well, this is going to be your workshop for you to understand both and see a live demonstration, live photo shoot, how to put editorials together, how to, like, really go through the whole editorial process, you know, since they have their work in, like, you know, Elle and Russian Vogue and all this other stuff all the time. You know, they're the ones that you're going to look to for getting that kind of information. Very exclusive stuff. So that's my announcement, is that we're going to keep doing these workshops and we're going to bring this education down to D.C. We want to get this stuff to our backyard. By the time we spend, you know, with the money we spend traveling up there, getting a hotel, getting the food in New York, because we all know that's so expensive, that could be going to your education to get you to another step, you know, to another level. Yeah. And that's what I feel is very important, you know, and it's a shame because I had to do it too. Like I said, I have a limited income with my big family. So, you know, I sometimes want to do education that I just can't do, but it's because of figuring out the expenses that go into it. So if we can cut those out and bring everybody down here, I'm happy with that. So that's the big announcement.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That
is really awesome for that area. I get a lot of emails and a lot of, you know, makeup artists just starting out. They're asking me, where do I go in D.C. for education? So here we go.
And I've talked to, like, Suzanne and everything, and she does the workshops here, too, and everything. And we've kind of talked, and we've had an idea that she does a lot of HD and film and TV. And we do a lot of, like, print stuff. And because Louis is a photographer, we actually have him. He's already in talks with an amazing digital retoucher, like, you know, nationally known digital retoucher. Actually, I think he's internationally. I want to say she's from another country. But a digital researcher, he's going to be coming down for a great workshop. And we just, like I said, we just want to be able to put DC on the map in terms of being a destination where you want to get your quality workshops from. This isn't going to just be the average, you know, workshop. This is going to be amazing artists coming down here and getting a taste of DC, basically.
Right. That's great.
Yeah.
That's really great. That is big news. So we'll make sure we tweet about it and all that good stuff.
Aw, thank you. And we literally just put up the site and everything, and that's what he was doing. He was changing the picture from Lottie's picture to Lottie and Jamie's picture because Jamie is now in on it, which I'm, like, totally, like, psyched over right now. So Lottie, which I know she wanted to listen to the show, and I didn't even have the chance to tweet her to tell her how to get on here, but she's at LotStar on Twitter, and I don't even think Jamie has – I don't know if Jamie has a thing. But just look at – Elevate Artists. ElevateArtists.com.
And I've never heard Lottie Nelson. I've known Lottie Stannard.
No, it's Lottie Stannard, but Jamie Nelson is her photographer that she works with all the time.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's a dynamic duo, Jamie and Lottie, that are coming down to
amazing,
show us
amazing,
how
amazing.
An editorial is to be run.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. We're running out of time, so we want to get this last question in, and we want to thank Jen James for joining me and co-hosting.
Thank you, Jen.
Thank you. I had fun again.
But really quickly, we want to ask you, what is beauty to you?
Again, sounds so cliche, but just bringing the natural beauty out of somebody. I'm about, you know, hiding what they're not so comfortable with, but just making them feel absolutely beautiful and not unlike themselves. I want them to feel like themselves, like the best version of themselves. And there's just so much truth to that cliche saying, you know, I wish there's some other way I could say it, but that's what I believe in. So that's what I go by.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much again, and we would like to thank everybody that joined us in the Beauty Lounge. Thank you for your continued support. You all are wonderful. Thank you for those who joined us and participated in the contest, and congratulations again to Cynthia Jones for winning the contest. So
Yay.
Look forward to her work being on the blog, and we'll put out all kinds of information about that. But until next week, everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, Beauty Lounge.
Thanks, Kat.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Kathy.